This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the team at 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too at the team 980. Ja'Marr Chase paid $40 million per year over the next couple of years by the Cincinnati Bengals, taking Duke Tobin's promise, their general manager at the NFL Combine, that he would become the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL. Of course, that became a lot harder to do after Myles Garrett got paid $40 million a year to grow sack quarterbacks by the Cleveland Browns, thus keeping him in Cleveland at least for now. So the question that I have is two parts, Anthony. One, is there any non-quarterback that's worth quarterback money? Is there any other position player that can make the kind of impact that a quarterback can make on a game? If so, who? And is it like position dependent? Is it the actual player? Because I think that's another fun side to this argument is, are there certain positions that are more valuable? Generally speaking, yes. But are there certain players that maybe override their position that you're just like, that guy's so good, I don't care that he's playing X position, he changes the game on that level. So it's a lot of questions. But it starts off with, is there anybody that you would pay not top of the market quarterback money, because no one is making 60 the way that Burrow and Allen and those guys are right now. But is this a mistake to pay Ja'Marr Chase or Myles Garrett $40 million? Because I tend to say the answer is no.
I mean, the person that comes to mind like quickly, and everybody's been anticipating, you know, when he's going to get paid, is Micah Parsons. Like, the dude's been in the league 4 years. He's a 3-time All-Pro, 4-time Pro Bowler. The guy, you know, consistently racks up 12, 13, 14 sacks a season. So he's been, you know, wreaking havoc just like, you know, that of Myles Garrett and, you know, the Max Crosbys of the world who also just got paid. So he immediately comes to mind. He's young. He's still in his prime. And I can give him a blank check, dog. Like, he is that good. And he's durable. Like, I mean, last season he missed 4 games. But, like, outside of that, he pretty much like played in every single game.
Yeah, he's been fantastic throughout his career. And it's remarkable just how good that guy has been, considering he wasn't the top pick like Myles Garrett. Everyone knew that Myles Garrett was going to be Myles Garrett because they don't make dudes that are his size that move like that on like anywhere outside of Myles Garrett. Micah was a guy that was playing off-ball linebacker, and it's like we know he's a physical freak. He runs a 4.3. He's got this broad jump. He's, you know, he's explosive. All this stuff. There's a couple questions. He had a hazing adjacent incident at Penn State that caused some character concerns, and I think there were some other character concerns with him as well, depending on who you asked. But it was also, is this worth it for an off-ball linebacker who we think can rush the passer? And Dan Quinn gets his hands on him in Dallas, and eventually they're like, you're not an off-ball linebacker. Like, you can play that and be good at it, but you're the best at this rushing thing, and this is perhaps, outside of being quarterback, the most valuable thing in the sport. And I think that is kind of the other question, is like, if we agree that quarterback is the most valuable thing in the sport, what's the next most valuable thing in the sport? Is it getting after the quarterback? Or is it supporting the quarterback? Because the two positions that now have $40 million a year players are edge rusher with Miles and Jamar going and helping the quarterback, being a quarterback's best friend, the receiver that just won the Triple Crown. And I would wonder if there's any other positions that are going to come up here as we talk about whether, like, is Pat Surtain, like, how much is Pat Surtain worth as the best corner? Because corners, like, they're hard to find because there's also a rarity there. So how valuable is it to have a legit dude? But I would also say for corner, my answer would ultimately be no, because corners don't seem to be scheme-proof or age-proof. Like, that age cliff comes quick, and I would hate to be caught on the wrong side of it unless you get a guy that's, like, all of a sudden signing at 24 and you know your D-coordinator. Like, your D-coordinator is your head coach. Like, if I'm the Patriots in 2000 and whatever, where I'm in the middle of the Belichick years and he's not near the end where we think Belichick is going to be gone. But if I know Belichick is going to be there, okay, fine. Our defensive scheme, our defensive system is not changing. If I'm the Broncos now, like, I have an offensive head coach. My defensive coordinator is Vance Joseph. Could he get hired for a head coaching job again? He could. Probably unlikely, but he could. And if that's the case, is Pat Surtain as valuable in another system? Probably. He's probably the one guy I would bet on, but I don't feel as good about that as I don't care who the defensive coordinator is. Myles Garrett, Micah Parsons, those dudes are going to ball the blank out to the point that I would give them that kind of money. 301-230-0980 is the phone number. There was one other name that I thought of that... actually, our first call has as well. Vic Sinakakeek. Vic, thanks for calling. You are on the Hoffman Show. Who do you got in this proposition, this argument?
What's up? Jalen Carter. I know he's not been in the league that long, but with the criteria that you gave, you know, he doesn't need anybody else to help him be effective at his position. He controls the defensive line and the offensive line all by himself. He's a physical freak. And I think he's still a baby as far as even really understanding the game. He's doing this off sheer power, will, and talent. I have no problem giving him a blank check. It sucks for me to say this as a guy who bleeds burgundy and gold, but Jalen Carter is it for me. Vince from Akakee, not Vic from
Sorry. I read the call screener wrong. I got you, Vince. I appreciate the call, and apologies for messing that up. That's 100% on me. That's not on Anthony. That's on me. I own it. But Vince, appreciate the call.
It's all good.
Thanks, man. And Gary, I guess, in Upper Marlboro has the same guy. Gary, go ahead. Why did your mind immediately go to Jalen Carter?
Because he's dominant already. I mean, this guy, they let all those other guys go on the defensive line because they know this kid is it. I mean, he's a really, really good player already. And like the previous caller said, if you leave him one-on-one with 80% of the guards in the league, he's going to beat them. But since he already said that, another guy that I think is a sleeper that is going to be a problem for us in many, many years, Malik Nabers for the Giants. I think that kid is going to be super. And he's probably not ready to get up there with Jamar right now, But I think after next year, next couple years, if he can stay healthy, I think he's the next superstar wide receiver in the league.
Gary, I think those are two phenomenal names. It kind of sucks that there are two guys that are young on other teams in the NFC East. But then again, I think, well, maybe not the Eagles. The Eagles are probably fine where they are. But the Giants would certainly trade Malik Nabers for Jaden Daniels. So I think it's important to remember that we got the guy in this conversation. But Gary, thanks for the call. And the other thing I like, Anthony, about Jalen Carter specifically in this conversation and why he was my answer to this question, certainly once you get past Micah, like he's Miles, definitely. Micah, yup. Jamar, probably worth it. Justin Jefferson, probably worth it. Those guys are, I think, the obvious ones. Jalen Carter plays every snap. And that is the hard part about paying a non-quarterback at any of these other positions that we've mentioned. Okay, offensive line. Is there currently an offensive lineman in football that moves the needle that much? I don't think so at this point.
I think Tristan Wirfs, but he already got paid.
Tristan Wirfs, well, that's the thing. We're taking off, you know, the current contracts. We're, you know, good job, Tampa. You got him at a discount. I think Wirfs is probably the best answer, but like, there's a level that Wirfs will never get to that Trent Williams is at in his prime. And that's not a shot at Tristan Wirfs because Tristan Wirfs is an all-pro and a deserving all-pro. But like, Trent Williams in his prime is a guy that you could game plan for as an offense. That you could say, there's stuff we ask him to do that if he's not in the lineup, that play's not in our playbook. There's sets of screens and things like that where like, we'll run a wide receiver screen to a side of the field to a receiver with Trent out in front that we can't ask another lineman in the whole league to do. So Trent in his prime, sure. Anyone else right now? I don't know along the offensive line if there is. So once you take out offensive linemen and quarterbacks, the only other positions that play every snap are true off-ball middle linebacker types, safeties and corners. So now, are you willing to pay $40 million a year for a guy that doesn't play every snap at receiver or edge? That's a tough question. Well, if I tell you that Jalen Carter is going to play every single snap because he played 100% of the snaps in most of the games last year, I think like there's like 7 weeks in a row where he played 100% of the snaps. Well, that becomes a different thing, which is why I like that answer so much. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Essentially, the question is this. Who are the most valuable non-quarterbacks in the NFL? We were discussing with you more on the phones next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find The Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.